Oh man, yep. Old school style over yep. over the little cupboard drawer.
We
don't even have the stack of books.
The books are missing.
We don't even have two microphones.
No, we're rocking the solo.
I woke up at like a quarter after two. I had a long night last night at work, and then I just all jumbled. I actually woke up. Jessica came in at a quarter after two, and she's like, "Hey, it's a quarter after two. I didn't know if you had an alarm set, but you should probably be up because Grant's coming over." And I jumped up like, "What?" Because I'm thinking that we're doing this at two. My brain wasn't.
Oh yeah, no.
And I was just like, oh, I was like, man, what a letdown.
Failed.
It's like, he's probably not even here. And so, yeah, funny shit, whatever. But, you know, it's like you said, we've worked with less.
The Rock and Roll Crusaders. 99.
Welcome to Keeping It 99, your one-stop shop podcast of all time. For everything in the world of heavy metal, rock and roll, Northeast Ohio, my name is Eagle. And I am not a concert promoter. And I am joined by the one, the only Rubber City Redbeard.
Hello, I'm also not a concert promoter.
I am not a concert promoter.
I never wanted to do that job. That was such a dumb job.
See, I want to do it on occasion like Kenny Royer. Kenny Royer from Blackout Cookout and from Goosed and Ravenna Arsenal. He's got the coolest mustache. He's got the greatest gray streak I've ever seen in a fucking mustache, right? It's like he did so much cocaine. through the left stain.
Yeah. He permanently stained his mustache. You know, I always think he just fucking had a battery on his tongue for too long.
I love you, Kenny. Huge inspiration all these years ago in the Blackout Cookout, where it's like, man, you know, on occasion, I would love to put together a great lineup with locals and a couple national. You want to fantasy book your own event, right? Like, yeah, you're just like, oh, you know what bands I would love to get for me? So I do want to do that, but like, as far as being like a Brian Lattman, who from CB Entertainment,
right.
He's promoting, you know, he's got the Insane Clown Posse show, like 8 million death metal shows all at one time. He has to book locals. He has to accommodate all of these nationals.
Yeah, because he's got the Revocation and the Exhumed show next week, I think.
Yeah.
He booked that.
Wow.
The A3 show.
Incredibly admirable. Because I've dealt with a couple shows over the past few months, and they're free shows at Annabelle's, and I wanted to hang myself. I was like, this is so much stress. And ultimately, there was never any reason to be stressed, right? Like, the bands were all...
Well, especially because it's a free show. Like, you're not even worried about, like, losing a nut. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you have to... So...
My stress came from trying to make the bands happy. Because for some reason in my head, I'm just like, if the bands are happy with, you know, getting there, setup, their show, their set list, or whatever, like, they're happy when it's all said and done, then, like, good. That's what matters the most, because the thing I don't want is, like, bands going, like, you're a fucking shitty promoter. I'm like, I know, I didn't even book the show. Richie booked the show. He put our podcast name on it, and then people are like, where's Grant? I'm like, I don't know what's going on.
He shoveled past that shit off to somebody else, and then the show keeps getting booked on, you know, the nights that I work at the other club. So it's like, oh, I could go not make money, or I could make money, which is what I need in my life is money, because I have bills to pay and I'm not married and shit. I don't make a billion fucking dollars. I don't own two businesses.
Let me explain, like, what happened recently. We had a show where Bastard Hooker, we had the past two episodes we put on, we had Bobby Clark and
yeah,
and, Jesse
yeah. and I was
we were talking
so...
about Bastard Hooker, and it was gonna be cool. It's gonna be cool. Yeah. It still turned out really cool. Don't get me wrong, but they ended up canceling the show, and I had two bands that I had booked because Richie had asked me to book two bands, right? And technically, Richie booked the party for this one because I told him, I was like, well, last time we gave him like $8,000, and I don't want to be like, hey, I can't give you $80 million.
$1 billion.
And he's like, I'll deal with it. And he gets back to me. He's like, party's booked. And I can only imagine, because Richie's got such a just this, like, I don't give a fuck demeanor about the way he talks with motherfuckers. Yeah. So I can only imagine he'd be like, hey, party, you're playing for free. Don't give a fuck. Just say yes. And he'd be like, and he's like, yes, do it, do it, do it. You're like, sure. You know, that's how I imagine the conversation actually going. But he was just like, they're in. I'm like, sweet. Got this band from down south called Waste of White. Cool kids. Fucking kids, dude. Like, legit kids.
No. How old?
Like, 20?
Oh, that's kids to us because we're old as shit. They're out of their teens.
Yeah, I was, like, looking at videos and stuff. Like, they play, like, it was, like, them playing at fucking talent shows at, like, at high school and shit, like, as a band. Okay,
but to be fair, dude, I've seen 40-year-old dudes play talent shows.
Oh, man. I can think of a band or two. It happens.
That happens. Look, if you're that guy, don't be that guy.
I had a great time still of at Annabelle's with the party and with Waste of Money. She's going for it.
Yeah.
But I had no idea what was going on. I thought my whole job was to just book these bands and be done, right? We get our logo on a fucking flyer, which is my favorite thing. Anybody who knows anything about me, we talked about it back. That's why I started a band. Wasn't to be an artist.
It's true.
It wasn't to get girls. It was to see my fucking logo on a flyer with bands that I like.
Right.
Right, I just wanted to be like, that's me, and then like maybe I'd look cool to somebody in my circle. That was it. And I'm pushing 40, motherfucker, and I'm still going for it. I'm still like, get my shit on a flyer, put my logo on a flyer. Hey kids, I'll frame it. I did that. So I just want to be part of something that I love, but I don't want to necessarily, you know, I'm not. I just want to be part of something that I love and help support it. And that's part of what this podcast does. But Richie was just like, you're booking the show, handle the show. And to Richie's credit, what I think is going on is I think Richie knows that, like, I want to, he kind of tries to light fire under people's asses, right? And so he'll be like, you want to book some sweet shows? Be like, yeah. And be like, here's your opportunity. Show me what you can do. And I'm like, why'd you book a show on me? And he's like, you're not gonna do it unless somebody pushes you in the water. And I feel like that's what Richie does to people. And I think that's what he's like trying to do to me. He's like, look, you're not gonna book fucking shows. You're just gonna talk about booking fucking shows unless you actually get a show. So here, I gave you a show, book it. And I feel like that's what's going on in his head. He's like, go ahead, try it. Try it out. Try it out for size. It's a free show. Free show. It was fun. But I get there and like Waste of White's there. The party's there.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of deal with whatever, you know, whatever it is that I'm supposed to deal with those dudes. And we're just outside just shooting the shit, having a conversation. Now, Spud is telling us this crazy story about the worst blowjob that he's ever gotten in his life, right? You can see the dudes at Waste of White kind of like, what the fuck is this, dude? Like, what is going on? Because Spud is a maniac. And I heard some shit that, some new shit that he was doing, like the side project. Like, man, that motherfucker's got Bobby Clark level fucking
range.
Dude, yes.
We'll see.
Yeah.
I'm excited to hear new stuff from people that I already like anyway.
Yeah, I shit you not. But we're all having this great conversation. Then I kind of realized that, like, now's the time that they should be loading in. But the door's not open. And so they're just kind of like, hey, do we load in? And everybody in the band's kind of just like, don't know. And I'm like, what do I do? And so I text Billy from Annabelle's and I'm like, hey, like, what time's a good time to load in? And he's just like, you know, hey, idiot, fucking just go in and go tell him that you need to load in. I'm like, oh, okay. He didn't say that at all. He was totally nice. But like, you know, I was just like, I just knew that I was a fucking idiot. And so I go into Annabelle's like, and I don't even tell the bands this is what I'm doing. Cause we're out there for like a half hour. We should have been loading this whole time, right? Out there for like a half hour, and I'm just kind of like, I'll go see what's up. And I go in, and luckily I see Mike from the band Feds that works up at Annabelle's. We live in each other's worlds to an extent, so we know each other. And he sees me, and we're like, you know, what's up? And I go, hey, what, how should the load in? Bands need to load in? And he's like, oh, you got a band? And I was like, no, there's just bands out there that want to load in. And he goes, well, go downstairs and go tell the sound guy to let the bands in. You know how it goes. And I was like, yeah, I know how it goes. But in my head, I walk away.
I have no idea.
I have no idea. I just learned how it goes. Lesson learned. Lesson fucking learned. So I go down and I tell the sound guy, and I'm trying to be cool with the sound guy. And you can tell the sound guy there is just does not give a fuck about me. Like, sound guys, they've seen it all a million times. And they're just kind of like Groundhog Day in it after a while, right? And like, that's kind of like how the sound guy seemed. Like, he was just like, yeah, bands, right? You want to load bands in? Let me guess. You came down to load bands in. I was like, yeah, I came to load bands in. He's like, yep, just open the door. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, okay, I can just open the... And I opened the door and I was like, ta-da, bands loading. And I felt like...
Did you say really like cool. That?
Yeah, yeah. And they loaded in. And so, like, now I learned a new thing that if I ever book a show at Annabelle's or, you know, sometime in the future or whatever, like, I get to tell the bartender
You have to take the initiative.
And they go, hey, is the sound guy here? We need to load these bands in because we got a show tonight.
So you're going
to
sound a lot cooler.
Yeah, next time I'm going to look a lot cooler.
You know, but it's Mike, so like you don't need to sound cool.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I was so excited that it was Mike and not somebody that I didn't know or a Dave Burgess, right? Like, if it was Burgess, I'd be like, fuck. But since it was Mike, I was just like, awesome. He's nice. He's a nice guy.
Super nice guy.
Super nice guy.
Yeah. He's another one of them big dudes. He's another one of them big dudes that's like super nice. But they could just like... smash you into the ground.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, he's like Tim Rutan, who bounces at the outpost.
Mm-hmm.
Super sweet guy.
Yeah, I got to meet him recently. Cool 6 foot fucking eight. Dude.
Fucking, he's a legit giant and shit, but he'll smash you into the ground.
Yeah. You
know? Guys like Reverend Jim.
Yeah.
Nice guy. Big guy.
Yeah.
Smash you into the ground.
You can't beat Reverend Jim up. What are you going to do that he is not going to absorb and just be like, fuck you? Like, he will just take your powers every punch. He's like, I'm now that much stronger.
I'm about to go Super Saiyan on the net.
So, yeah, I was relieved that, like, and I didn't tell anybody in the band, but, like, I just went through this whole process where I didn't know what the fuck was going on, but I had to pretend like I knew what was going on. Like, instead, I was just like, I knew what was going on.
I did things.
I did that bands because I'm the booker of the show. Because technically, I did book those bands, right? Like, so I was
I guess.
You know. I guess now it's my responsibility.
And because I would also like to say that I had nothing to do with
nothing
the shows, and
right?
Shit. Like, I didn't even know they were happening until they were already booked, and I was like, "What?
Yeah,
what is happening? Like, on a Saturday?
Well,
awesome.
Well, see, like we're at
oh."
We as a podcast, we specialize in, like, help sponsoring and promoting shows. Like, today, like, there's some shows that we're going to have to talk about here in a little bit.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. There's some shows that, of course, they're awesome shows because if our logo's like, attached to on the cool flyer, it's going to be a good show. I don't want my logo on a shitty show. Like, I don't want to write... I'll bleep it, okay? I don't want to be like, hey, Keeping It 99 presents a... I'd be like, oh no, I'm good on that shit. I'm good on that shit. Fuck your band, by the way. Like, you guys are so generic. There's no room for generic stuff in metal. Metal is too evolved of a genre to come out with mediocre and benign shit.
I don't care.
I'm a rock star. Fuck you, dude.
Like, yeah, if you suck, just know that you suck.
Yeah. And we're not going to put our logo on your flyers.
I don't care.
We're not going to do that. This show's gone off the rails.
Yes.
I love it. It's going to make for a fun edit. It's going to be great.
We can just edit this in our heads.
Yeah, I'm trying to go back right now.
Go back to where...
Where was that?
Brian, but you pulled it off, right? And the show, was awesome.
The show was awesome. Everybody had a great time. Everybody. People came. People played. Everybody that was there had a great time. I got to see old friends and shit that I like. I got to hang out with Joel and Bobby Walters. Fucking Bobby Walters.
Aw. Bobby. I love Bobby Walters.
Me too. I want to kick it with her some more.
I haven't seen her in years. I seriously cannot remember the last 15 years.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't remember.
It's been a long time, man.
Parasons was the shit, though.
Yeah.
Back in the dizzy.
Back in the dizzy. But that was back in the day.
That's cool.
But I did have fun. I was glad that, you know, ultimately I was glad that Richie booked the show because, look, I got that, for me personally, I got to have a night out with my wife and go see a bunch of cool bands, or a couple cool bands, ultimately. And
you guys didn't have the kids that night?
Didn't have the kids that night. Got to hang out with old friends. We got to drink.
Joel was in town.
Yeah, we got to drink and just hang out and just, it was love. There was so much love given around that evening that I was more than happy that it happened. I was like, great, because you know what else I would have been doing this night? Like, nothing. Like, probably fucking smoking out and playing video games and thinking about another video game.
Here with a bunch of people.
Yeah. And so I was glad. I was glad that it happened. I was glad to hang out with the party, to meet these kids, Waste of White, which Waste of White to me is... they're like the epitome of why I love local bands and the idea of there being scenes in one big scene or mini scenes or whatever the fuck. Like, people just uniting over being artists because they're these young kids that just love to fucking do it. Like, they live in this, like, town or whatever where there's, like, you know, 90 people population and shit. It's, like, just, like, farms and cool shit to do, but, like, not, like, it doesn't seem like a very city life. You know what I mean? It's right. Towns. They come from, like, towns and shit. And these kids are fucking playing, like, 1989-style fucking thrash. Like, they opened up with just straight thrash. Three-piece, where the guitarist sings. And he does not look like a metal kid at all. But as soon as he starts fucking playing, you're like, holy shit, this motherfucker...
He's a metal kid.
He's listening to Anthrax. This motherfucker's listening to some fucking Anthrax. He's listening to... And then there's, like, an early 90s influence. Like, you could tell, like, they probably like some Nirvana and shit. Like, they're not jaded yet. They're not jaded by playing shows all the time where they're just like, yep, another fucking day, another fucking gig, where's my money? You know? They are actually surprised that I was like, you guys deserve some money.
Hopefully you get some money. Yeah. If you're getting money, you're lucky.
Yeah.
Because most motherfuckers just gotta sell tickets, so...
Yeah. But I'm not big on the ticket sales, and neither are you.
No, that's dumb.
Yeah. I would rather just give a band some money or some booze or whatever the fuck and be like, cut. Hey, cut.
A cut of the door, fucking, you know what I mean?
Like whatever the deal is. Just, you deserve something because you're putting in so much time, and even though it's been a long time, it's been a long time since, like, I've played shows on the local thing. Every single one of those was stressful for me as a musician. Like, every single show I ever did was, some of them more than others, but, like, there was always, like, a level of, like, what if nobody comes out? If nobody comes out is, like, this past week of fighting with the guitar player or the bassist about, you know, make it to practice and learn your shit. And, well, no, I want to play this song, because then you're, like, dealing with this group of your brothers that you guys are all disagreeing constantly about little things that also stress you the fuck out. Where they're like, I'm not playing that fucking song, dude. I'm not playing I'm Not Gay Live. No, fuck that, man. I'm way past that as an artist. Because a lot of dudes are like that. They're like, I'm way past that as an artist. And the thing you heard from last year is nowhere near what I can do now. And, like, that's just how every single musician ever thinks.
And unless you're Ezra Pound, because they just released some shit they wrote, like, fucking, dude, like, 2000.
Dude. Let's play some of that right now. Because Etch and Pain is going to be playing with Hate Theory. Our logo is on the flyer.
October 20th.
Kitchen Knife Conspiracy.
The day before my birthday.
Sweaty Mammoth and Skinny Tree. Sean Koss coming back.
At the Outpost.
Fucking doing the thing.
4962, State Route 43.
Yeah.
In Ohio.
Our favorite concert club.
Mine for sure. I love that place.
It is, it's tied for me. Right now, it and Annabelle's are just, like, they're the two best places to go to see local bands in the, within a 50-mile radius of me. Easily, I can say that, right?
Like, punk bands belong at Annabelle's.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I always think it's cool when you see other, I mean, like, metal or hardcore or stoner bands there, because like even though they're not the same style of music as punk, like they share the same attitude. Mm-hmm. And they all, and so like I love seeing just dirty, grimy motherfuckers down in that basement.
Yeah.
But the Outpost is a different experience because like you have this crazy sound system that the Insane Clown Posse is like, we'll play there. You know what I mean? Like
Tuesday.
By the time this show comes out, that show already happened, and I'm going to assume that it was awesome.
It's probably going to be awesome.
Jared Chris will be there. Speaking of Jared Chris, I'm playing that song now. Here's some Edge to Pain. They re-recorded shit from their old, that they wrote from like
yeah,
old
a long
demo,
time,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Re-recorded it. And look, I know those dudes are talking about, this is probably going to be the last show, because I mean, they all have fully enriched lives.
Oh, yeah. Like, Jared's so busy riding his motorcycle around with his fucking girlfriend, taking pictures at really awesome places and going hiking and, like, waterfalls. And he's got time. You can do it if you want.
And being wrong about Machine Gun Kelly.
Jared can do whatever he wants.
That was nice of Jared to go up online and be like, Eagle and Grant were absolutely right. I was so in the wrong. What was I thinking?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
I appreciated the, you know,
just you being honest with yourself.
Going public with it and being like, Grant and Eagle were so right.
Thank you
about
guys.
That whole thing. Thank you for letting me.
It was a lesson that I needed to learn.
Right.
And Jared, thank you. You know? Thank you.
Yeah.
Bud. So we're going to play some Edge of Pain. Go see them October 20th with Hate Theory, Skinny Tree, Kitchen Knife Conspiracy, and my personal favorite band of all time, fucking Sweaty Mammoth.
That show's going to rule.
It's going to rule.
Yeah, it is.
The murder rouse is in your eyes and see the lies why I try. The murder rouse is in your eyes. Deny all of these lies from that book. The murder rouse is in your eyes. Why would I believe that shit? You don't even know. The murder rouse is in your eyes. Open your goddamn eyes. Open your goddamn eyes. Life could never trust a big breathing dog congregation of fucked up lies. I don't know, I could never understand your Bible cries. Throw some blood in me now that you know.
That was Action Pain. Wait a minute. That was Action Pain. You just heard them here first on Keeping It 99. Exclusive. You got another exclusive that I'm going to play later.
You got to edit in like the fucking horns.
Right, I got them. Right there. You didn't hear it, but because I got the headphones on.
Yeah.
And
I don't wear headphones. It throws me off.
So that was Action Pain. So
and we're back.
And we're back.
Wow. Deja vu.
I want Action Pain to just stick around. I think they should stick around. I think they're good for people that like heavy metal bands. And if you want to go see a heavy metal show, they're a good band to have on the bill.
Jared's got the time. Ryan's got the time. Nick has the time. Like, they could all fucking squeeze that shit in. Yeah. Nick does 1,000 projects.
Yeah. But he'll tell you he's not in any bands. It's like, you play for the Cavaliers, motherfucker. Yeah, shut
you
the
do
fuck
all
up.
Kinds of shit.
All kinds of shit. All the time.
I just tune pianos, dude. Nope.
I just tune pianos and I tune pianos. And I love my wife.
That's what I do, man. I hike.
Love my wife.
I hike and we eat really good.
Yeah.
And have you heard of the keto diet? Have you heard of the keto?
I invented it.
I did that.
I made it.
That was me.
Yeah. They named it after me. My name's actually Nick Keto.
Keto.
Yeah.
Wrong.
Keto Rome. People just pronounce it wrong. I don't know. Sweet. That's a dude we need to get on the show, is Citrone.
At this point, it's like this running joke of not having him on the
show. Yeah, right?
On the show.
We should almost have him on the show all the time.
Who is that that does that to... somebody does that to like a talk show host.
Oh, from Saturday Night Live?
Where they cancel...
Lindsay Buckingham? Do you know what I'm talking about? You know the What's Up With That bit that Keenan does on SNL?
Yeah.
Where every episode he has Lindsay Buckingham from Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah, and he doesn't...
And as soon as he's about to have Lindsay Buckingham talk, like, the show's over.
Yes.
And he's like, nah. Yeah, we should do that.
That was exactly what I was thinking of, too.
Hell yeah. I don't know how I pulled those names out. Lindsay Buckingham. What the fuck? What's wrong with me? My brain. It's so stupid. It's so fucking dumb.
Selective memory.
So fucking dumb.
It would be great to end Nick on. We should probably do that sometime.
Yeah.
Or not.
Right? Back to the festival thing. I want to book a festival sometime. Like in the spring. I want to get Whores to headline it. Who would you get the headline? If you could get like $1,000 or $2,000, like in your mind, like
I would bring Weed Eater back up.
You'd bring Weed Eater back up?
Yeah.
How much do you think the Melvins cost?
Because I love those guys. I don't know.
I feel like the Melvins, if you can catch them at the rate, like on a tour.
Because.
But they always play the Grog season. Shop. Like, I feel like they're loyalists to the Grog Shop when they come to North.
That's where they come every time.
Yeah.
I would. Fu Manchu. If you can get Fu Manchu, I would do that.
Yeah. Oh, man. I almost want to say Homewrecker, but I'm not going to. I would like to get a Jason Popson band, like State of Conviction or Unified Culture. I feel like just a Jason Popson band.
It's like under a grand at this point, right?
Right, yeah, no. Like, they could be like the next to last band. Like, you have Fours or Weed Eater.
Co-headliner.
Yeah, some State of Conviction. Cause like who's more scene buildy than fucking Jason Popson? You've seen the old school 216 shows and shit.
Dude.
That motherfucker brought together like a city and an area code. You would not believe. I've seen bands try to recreate that kind of shit.
I feel like we've reunited a lot of bands, but we haven't tried to reunite 216.
Yeah.
So let's just start talking about that and see if the karma lets us have it.
Dare me to tag Dave Felton. I feel like we talk about Dave Felton. Just get the ball rolling. Dave.
Yeah.
Get the ball rolling.
Dave. God damn you, motherfuckers.
Listen, Gravy's my favorite guitar player to ever come from Northeast Ohio. Tripp and I met him one time, and that was the only thing we told him.
Super fucking awesome dude to hang out with.
We could get Crea Diaz on the show. You get Crea Diaz on the show, and you get a Jason Popson band on the show and just like be like just sit in the background. You only need those two dudes.
You don't need Skinny because Skinny barely drums anyway.
Yeah, you can get any drummer. I can play half of the fucking 8-song album they got. I can play half of it. What? I got it. Like a little. I'm trying out right now. He united a fucking scene like no other, and everybody just thinks of him as like, you know, Twist the 4-5 Cat to get rap, which by the way was dope. Super Buick, always dope.
I don't know how we got this far off the rails again, because we keep doing it, but like it is that.
Yeah.
But like, you know, you can hate Mushroom Head all you want. But man, they like gave a lot of people a lot of opportunities that they wouldn't have had otherwise in this town. And you know,
it's
personally think of however. It's, I mean, that's you know,
it's the case of Batman at this point in the game, right? Where like you either die a hero or you live long enough to become the villain.
Right, and that's what they've done. Yeah. They should have retired. And they didn't.
Yeah.
And honor the villain.
Yeah. Because if they would have, if they would have retired 8 years ago.
They're like black suit Spider-Man.
Yeah. If they would have stopped doing shows 8 years ago, 10 years ago, and they were to do a reunion show now, could you imagine the fucking hype behind that? Like people would be like, oh, fucking Mushroom Head.
It would be insane. Yeah, they'd make a ton of fucking money and.
Yeah. It's
everybody thing, would probably be getting along.
It's a thing that you see in pro wrestling all the time where a motherfucker is like The Rock. The Rock, everybody, like every time he comes out now, like, it's like a news story. We're like, Dwayne The Rock Johnson came back on Monday Night Raw, right? Because he takes such long gaps. But before he left, like, he was already a movie star. And me, as a fan, I love wrestling, and I love The Rock and shit. I was just like, oh, the fucking Rock again. Great. Awesome.
The Rock 2020.
Yeah, great. The Rock. Great. He's on again. Yeah, he's always on. He's always on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just bored. It's just the same thing. But then he takes 7 years off and he comes back and I'm like jizzing myself. Like, whoa! Oh, you just said shut your mouth and know your role. You know? And I feel like Mushroom Head had an opportunity to Dwayne The Rock Johnson it. And I would have been cool with that because Jason Popson and Dave Felton, who were like my favorite artists in that band in their history, right? Like, they always have other shit going on anyway, so it's not like they're gonna be like, well, I'm missing some part of me. Like, no, they're like, I can make a bunch of other dope shit. Like, 216. It was so easy. Just do it. Just do it.
Shaggy, too dope.
Yeah.
From the Insane Clown Posse, who's gonna be at the Outpost on Tuesday.
Yeah. Well, as this comes out,
it's going to be happened. Who has already been at the Outpost.
And it was a great show.
It was wonderful.
Nothing happened.
Lots of soda.
Yeah.
Failed to drop kick Fred Durst off stage. He tried. Yeah. He runs out and tries to drop kick Fred Durst off stage.
Yeah.
So it was like they're you know, they came to town. They're coming to town. Whatever. They're like, let's give Redbeard another reason to like us. let's try to fuck Fred Durst up for him because fuck Fred Durst.
Yeah,
you fuck
killed
that guy.
You killed Rat Mouse.
Just David Dacko. Just so you know, I can't let you know because shows are only gonna come out. You're not allowed in ICP, son of a bitch. Because now I think you're gonna try to fucking assassinate Shaggy Dude.
How was not getting into the ICP show, Dacko?
Boom.
Spoiler. Yeah, I have no idea what happened. I have no idea if, like, from what I read was Fred Durst earlier in his set actually praised ICP. He said ICP and Gwar put on the best show because it was at this festival in New Jersey. He's like, they put on my favorite sets. And Fred Durst has a little bit of a history with the Insane Clown Posse on a positive level. Like, they did a cover of the song Bitch Better Have My Money together, Fred Durst and ICP and shit.
Yeah.
And it was a fun little, you know.
Blood stains in the back of your Mustang. Don't cry, shit not dry. Lick that shit like an ice cream pie. Purple panties, drop that Zanny. Eat at Denny's, bitch slap granny. Man, I love it when they double up. One with the bubble up, smelly. The other one, grape jelly.
If you've seen the video of the dropkick, it honestly looks to me like a joke. Like he just ran out at the end of the show, at the end of a song, to fuck with him.
Yeah.
That's what it looked like. Because I'm like, you guys wrestled in WCW. You know how to dropkick motherfuckers. And you had like half a stage running up on him. You could have booted that motherfucker straight off. and you didn't. So I'm pretty sure you pulled your kick. I don't know, it just looked like a joke to me.
It looked like a joke to me, too.
But they fucked Shaggy up.
Yeah, they did.
They fucked him up. Like, they, like, carried him by his neck. Like, just, they fucked him up.
You know what I'm going to play right now? I'm going to play some music. There's another show coming up on October 19th, the day before. Hate Theory at Annabelle's.
Benefit show.
Yes,
for Shelly. With Persistent Aggressor.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, fucking yeah. Larry Gardner. Dude, yeah. I've been...
He was out last night. I don't know that if he was there when the shit went down with me last night, but I'm sure he knows the dude that it went down with.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Because, like everybody knows who this dude is, apparently.
Yeah. And do you want to get into that a little bit? You haven't even talked about that.
Yeah, it was, you know, it was a dude who was obviously fucked up. I would assume on cocaine, at least. Definitely drunk. And you're like a 40 plus, 45 year old dude in an Adidas tracksuit. You know, crowd killing at a fucking a punk show. That's what happened, right?
Yeah.
This band comes on. And nobody else fucking caused any problems that night. Nobody else did shit. There were people fucking moshing all night and fucking doing whatever the fuck they wanted to do. Nobody was being a fucking asshole until this fucking dude wanted to be a fucking asshole. And I was letting it fucking go because I'm completely aware that most of these people know each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And they're used to this shit. So it was, you know, whatever.
Right.
Punches two chicks in the head, right? But he knows them. Still kind of pisses me off, you know. And then goes about, does some shit. There's a dude, I'm on the steps. There's a dude standing next to me behind the mains. He's behind the fucking mains watching, right? Yeah. This dude comes behind the mains and hits him. And then goes back out. And I was like, all right, dude, that's enough of that shit. Like, this fucking crowd killing shit's fucking stupid. And that's what he was doing. He's not, like, moshing or fucking dancing or two-stepping. Like, he's fucking just throwing his fucking tiny little arm around and hitting people in the head. Like, stop that shit, dude. You're a fucking idiot. And I don't give a fuck. Like, because he sat there and tried to tell me, this is a punk show, dude. This is hardcore. I'm like, I don't give a fuck what show it is. You're being a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
So, after he hit that dude, I went over... All I was going to say to the dude was like, you know, yo, calm the fuck down. Stop hitting people in the head. You know, you don't need to be going behind the speakers. That's all I was going to say was basically just chill the fuck out.
Mm-hmm.
So I go over and I'm like, yo, and I start trying to talk to him and he goes, fuck you, and pushes me. I was like, all right. So I snatched him up and fucking got him in almost like a rear naked dude. You know what I mean? He was kind of this, whatever. So... If I wanted to put him to sleep, all I had to do was fucking tighten down.
Yeah.
And I didn't. I wasn't choking the dude. I was directing him to the door by his head. That's what I was doing. And the whole way I'm taking him out the door, I'm in his ear and I'm like, dude, I'm just trying to talk to you. I'm trying to fucking talk to you and you're fucking being a dick, you know? And he's not having that shit. I don't talk. Okay, you don't talk. Well, you obviously don't fight either because you didn't swing on me.
Yeah.
Right? You didn't do shit. But this skinny fucking prick that barely even knows the dude comes running out and punches me in the fucking back of the head while I'm dealing with this dude. So now I'm back out there with two dudes. Luckily, there was like fucking four or five other dudes that came out and seen like everything that was happening and shit. And it was all good. But so the dude that I fucking throw out... He's like, let's me and you talk, man. Let's me and you talk. We'll go over here and talk and shit. I was like, all right, cool. Let's go over here and talk. So I'm like standing in front of him and I tap him on his chest. Like when I'm talking to people and shit and they're not looking me in my eye, mm-hmm. I'll tap you on your chest. Like, look at me. Right. I'm talking to you. You know what I mean? So when I did that, he was like, dude, stop touching me, dude. Don't touch me. Like, don't touch my person. And I was like, oh. Funny, you want to talk about not touching somebody's person, and you're the motherfucker that's inside hitting everybody that doesn't want to fucking be hit. This is fucking punk rock. This is a hardcore show. And that's when he went off on that shit. And I'm like, you're a fucking moron. You're a moron. And he threw himself out, to be quite honest, like, because I'm still trying to fucking talk to this dude and explain to him what the fuck he was doing. And he's like, do you want me to leave? And I was like, yes. You offered.
Absolutely.
And I just said, yeah. Well, you're out. But He was a complete fucking dickhead. And then, so he lost his keys. He wanted to fucking find his keys. And he comes back in and he gets up on stage and fucking, you know, Tony invited him up as soon as he seen him. Get up here. And he comes up and he's fucking got his arm around the dude and shit. And the dude tells him, like, I'm getting fucking thrown out. And Tony's like, we ain't fucking playing anymore if fucking Jason's getting thrown out. That's it. We're not playing. And I was like, well, you're not playing then. Because he's fucking leaving. That's happening. And so I'm behind Kenny Royer. And Kenny's up front. And he was like, yeah, fuck that shit. And I fucking went up and grabbed Kenny. And I looked at Kenny and I was like, fuck that guy. Fuck him. And Kenny just kind of looked at me like, oh, shit. Is there like some shit happening? I didn't realize there was some shit happening. Is this, like a serious thing? Yeah, Kenny, it is. I'm in the middle of some shit.
This isn't a bit.
Like, I'm not a fucking dick, man. Like, the dude that punched me in the back of the head, that fucking kid, like, apparently he was sober for a year.
Uh-huh.
Right? I guess he was doing heroin. Was sober for a year. Shows up last night to the show with his girlfriend and immediately starts drinking. Like, his girlfriend goes up to our bartender and she was like, hey, what's on this guy's tab? And she tells her, and the girl lost her fucking mind. Like, motherfucker, he's been sober for a fucking year and he's gonna fucking throw it away and this fucking bullshit, he's drinking. And so not only did he like fucking blow his sobriety, his girlfriend like dropped him, and then he gets fucking ejected. Like, I snatched him up by his fucking neck and slammed against the wall. And I was really nice to that dude, man. Like, really, really fucking nice to that dude. I'm not in the, like, I can't do anything in a very personal way.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I can only go so far with what is going on and shit. Like, if I'm being assaulted and somebody is, like, coming at me progressively,
mm-hmm.
then I can deal with that. This is a case where, like, you know, which is a lot of these, that you get punched in the head once or twice. And then they're like, oh, I'm so sorry, dude. I'm sorry. I didn't realize and shit. You can't beat that guy up, man. You know what I mean? Like, you cannot. You work for a club. You can't beat that dude up.
Right.
You want to beat that dude up.
Yeah.
But you can't. You can't do that and shit. So I was super nice to that dude. But the other guy, like, fuck that dude. Like, you're 40 plus and you showed up with a 25-year-old girlfriend in a fucking Adidas tracksuit. Like, I don't care who you know. I don't care who likes you and who doesn't. I don't care. I don't care. You're a fucking dickhead. It wasn't that big of a deal. It really wasn't, man. Like, whatever. He even looked at me and I was like, you know, I'm fucking carrying you out and this little motherfucker's punching me in the back of the head. And he looks at me and he goes, but did it hurt? Did it hurt, bro? I mean, be for real right now. Did it hurt?
Yeah.
And I was like, no, motherfucker, but that's not the point. Like, the point is he fucking punched me in the head. Like, doesn't matter if it fucking hurts, dipshit. He still did it.
You were saying Larry Gargis is at that show?
Yeah, he was there.
Larry Gargis.
He was there. And I every time I get to see Larry, man, he's fucking... I love seeing that dude.
I
wish I could have talked to him more last night. I just...
Yeah.
You know, was busy with the door, and then once that shit happened, my mind was done. I was just pissed.
Larry's got a show put together October 19th, the night before the Hate Theory show, with Persistent Aggressor, his band... Goosed. 30% down the drain. Kenny Royer.
Yeah.
Who you were talking about.
Yeah, they played last night, man. They were fucking sounded great.
They're fucking dope. Goosed is playing, and Super Corruptor is also playing. The show's gonna have raffles with prizes from Square Records, Red Tail Tattoo out of Massillon, Arkham Tattoo, it's based out of Akron, Hasfra Records, we've tried to do Hasfra. I've asked around to everybody I see, I'm like, how do you pronounce this? And everybody just...
Have we asked Larry? I should probably ask him.
Larry Gargis.
I could have just asked him last night.
You'd be the one to know.
Yeah. I'll ask him sometime.
Hasfra. How was that not the first thing out of your mouth when you saw him? How do you pronounce it?
A hug came first. Like,
Earthquaker Devices, Mr. Zub's Deli. More. Maybe more. The show's free, though. So go out, buy some raffle tickets, get some cool shit. It's for a great cause.
Donate some money if you can't stick around.
And the bands are none of them. They're it's all fucking killer, dude. Super Corruptor, you can go see it at supercorruptor.bandcamp.com. Go download their shit. Go to Goost, right? Which is goost.bandcamp.com. How cool is that? Just to have goost.bandcamp. It's not like Goost One or goostband.bandcamp.com. Goost. PersistentAggressor.bandcamp.com. And I went to Persistent Aggressors. I downloaded their demo. And it's my favorite style of that old school hardcore shit. Like, you know, it's Mad Ball, Cro-Mags, fucking just. Oh, I love that shit.
Benefit shows are the most hardcore shows.
Dude, there was a benefit show. It was a cancer benefit show at the Outpost, mm-hmm. and a dude got thrown through the back window. It sounded like somebody dropped a bus tub of dishes, dude. I was like, we don't even have a kitchen.
Yeah.
What is happening?
I'm going to play some Persistent Aggressor right here on the show. Right here. It's happening. Super Hardcore, Persistent Aggressor, playing with Goose, playing with Super Corruptor, October 19th, Annabelle's, free show, lots of raffles, come down, hang out.
I like raffles.
Do your thing, support the bands, support Shelby Ames.
And now for something completely different.
I legitimately sign off with most people saying, like, when I'm trying to get out of something, where I'm like, I gotta go home, they'll be like, why you gotta go so soon, dude? I'm like, I'm gonna go home and fuck my wife. Like, that is now the thing that everybody's like, going home and fucking your wife. I'm like, yep. Peace. Like, I'm out. I'm like, oh, he's gonna go fuck his wife.
Him and his wife, fuck.
He fucks. They fuck. Because, like, I can't think of anything else to say, but it's true. That's usually why I want to leave something. Be like, oh, man, dude, it's 11:30. She just texted me. She sent that emoji, that eggplant emoji. All right, I gotta go fuck my wife now, guys. Sorry, bye, I'm out.
That's what the eggplant emoji means.
Don't you want us? We're about to play in like 20 minutes. Eggplant emoji. Fucking giving her the dirt. I give her the worst of dick.
Giving her the E.
Vitamin E. It's a pretty big needle, though.
Can we play some positive attitude this week?
I'll play a part of a positive attitude. What do you want to hear?
Because of the new movie that's coming out, the Space Jam song.
Okay. Yeah. Oh man, that's a good. That was like the first thing. I'll play a little bit of it.
With so much drama in the galaxy, it's kind of hard for me to be the EMC. Got my Phantom Cruiser, don't need a road. Call me Challenger, cause I'm about to explode. Got fed up with all you jerks on planet Earth, so I made space my turf. I slang Milky Way, Starburst, and Moon Rocks. Got a posse with Mr. Spock and some Ewoks. Some need to know. You mess with me, you mess with C-3PO.
I also got another rap thing that I gotta play for you that we're gonna end the show with. With fucking Sean Ast. He's got a rap project coming out.
I'm sure it's great.
So we're gonna listen to it.
And it seems you forgot who taught you how to be. Bitch, my name is Sean. It's about time that we meet. Hey, you can walk on by if you don't believe the hype. You can walk on by. I'm a five-star general. Five-star graphic. Rapping so long, I ain't ever gonna quit. Hey, you can walk on by if you don't believe the hype. You can walk on by. I'm the individual, all about residual. In the strip club, call me Mr. Break the Rule. Always looking fly, always got an alibi. Always hot, and I'm always shooting for that motherfucking sky. Always drunk, black jeans, rain clothing. Roll around, Goodyear Heights, Cutlass Supreme. Blunt in the ashtray, switching lanes, freeway. I always say, I don't give a fuck today. You can't be like me, but no one fucking wants you to. Be yourself, by yourself, or put it on that fucking shelf. I'm rapping from my heart, it's an art. You either have it from the start, or we'll tell your ass apart. I'm a legend on a microphone, I will always rock the show. On the low, about the flow, schizophrenic, muscle dope. I'm always on time, always got a rhyme. Always when I speak, it's just a glimpse into my mind. And it seems you forgot who taught you how to be. Bitch, my name is Sean. It's about time that we meet. Hey, you can walk on by if you don't believe the hype. You can walk on by. I'm a five-star general, five-star traffic. Rapping so long, ain't ever gonna quit. Hey, you can walk on by.
So we're both in agreement that it's a catchy fucking hook. I think the song's good, but you're saying Sean's not. You don't think he's about that life. You don't think that he's speaking the true.
He used the word legendary on the mic in this song.
He did.
I'm just saying. Maybe you gotta put in your time. I'm just saying you don't get to start calling yourself stuff. Just and then making it true. You gotta make it true first.
You don't think Sean's a legend on the mic?
He's a legend in my heart.
It's not the question. I'm a legend.
Can I say something?
I think he's a goddamn beast when it comes to metal.
The bit that I played from Positive Attitude from Space Jam, I never did any of those things.
It's fair enough, Eagle. You son of a bitch.
Go check it out, man. Support some local hibbity hip hops.
Check out the fucking Lousy Weather Media main show where Sean Ash fucking absolutely runs shit over there. They got a great show. And
he's a legend on the mic.
He is a legend. Oh, damn it. He's a legend on the podcast mic. Damn he's it. A legend on the medical. Fuck off, Sean.
Till next time, my name's Eagle.
I'm Rubber City Redbeard.
Bye.